come upon me, God, for your glory. Oh, God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you are our God and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. So when mi amigo asked people to stand from different churches, Lali stood up. Lali, can you wave back there? Lali is actually a member of Nassau Presbyterian Church, but worships at Westminster because Nassau, you know Nassau Church in Princeton? And Westminster have a intentional partnership ministry. And she asked me last night, so do you preach differently when you're going to be at Shiloh? And I said, absolutely. I sense the Spirit of God here.
Amen.
That's a gift for my Pentecostal roots. Is that I expect God to show up.
All right.
I expect God to reveal God's presence in a powerful way. And when you have that expectation, then you don't miss it when God shows up. But if you don't have that expectation, those epiphanies, those moments of God's revelations are missed. So here's a difference. Preaching here, I know I can go off my text, which I already have. Amen. I want to give thanks to God for my relationship, my friendship. This is my colega. This is my colleague, Reverend Darrell Armstrong. Amen. He didn't know when he called me up a couple of weeks ago. He didn't know, I didn't tell him on purpose, that I was also celebrating my 20th anniversary at Westminster.
Amen.
It was suggested by Reverend, just ordained Reverend, our mutual friend and colleague, Lukata Amjumbe, that instead of celebrating on March, only on March 1st, that we celebrate throughout the month. Amen? And I want to give glory to God for God's faithfulness. You know that song? I almost let go. God kept me so I wouldn't let go. So, whereas other male pastors that I love in Trenton, some had a hard time embracing and loving as a sister in Christ, a female New Yorican, that's a Puerto Rican born in New York. Darrell had no problem whatsoever. Darrell has been in solidarity with me, seeking the shalom of this city. So Darrell, even Reverend Darrell, because we're going to be a little formal today, is that okay? Even though I've never preached behind this pulpit, because of the work that you and Shiloh do together in the city, I've been behind this pulpit. I've been downstairs, at conferences, at workshops. I am so blessed to be blessed by the Ministry of Hospitality here. I am. This is a holy place. Not only because this is a church, but because Shiloh has made a decision to separate this facility. body for God's purposes. So this is where we talk about mass incarceration, but we don't just talk about it. We make a commitment to do something about it. You know, I feel comfortable worshiping here also because of my Pentecostal roots, but also because my dad left a legacy. My father in the early 60s would worship in an African-American church in New York between Sunday school in the morning and Sunday evening worship. You know he must have been powerfully prepared to preach the word of God, experiencing worship, amen? I am aware of SAD. So SAD is seasonal affective disorder. And what that is for some of us, when the seasons change, we get a little depressed. I didn't know that existed till I went to McCormick, actually. But you know why Daryl thinks I went to Princeton Theological Seminary? Because I have had the blessing and the privilege of mentoring anywhere between 3 to 5 Princeton Theological students every year. So that's why you connect me with your alma mater. Amen? I have found, unfortunately, that Christians also suffer at times with SAD. Scripture attention disorder. And it saddens the Holy Spirit. See, we sometimes, as we're listening to Scripture, our mind just kind of shuts off because we're like, heard that one before. Or sometimes when we're listening to Scripture and the text goes a little longer, our mind starts to go to other places, like going shopping after church or the grocery list. So my prayer is that when you hear God's word today, you're going to receive these words of affirmation. All right. See, when we preachers preach, God speaks to us first. And I believe that the scripture from Jeremiah and then from Revelation is the word for all of us this day. Amen?
Amen.
Please stand. I'm reading from the Old Testament, from Jeremiah chapter 29, starting at the 4th verse. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage. Increase in number there. Do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord God Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. And now from Revelation chapter 21, 1 through 6. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more crying, no more death, no more mourning or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who is seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life." Palabra de Dios, word of God. Amen. I also want to thank the women's ministry. Back in April 2014, I was honored as a local clergy person, clergy woman, amen. And some of you might have noticed that the photo in the bulletin is of me worshiping here that day. That beautiful stole that was given to me, I enjoy wearing it. I wear it when I officiate the Lord's Supper, and I wear it at baptisms. The only reason that I didn't wear it today is because I wanted to show off this robe. I purchased this robe in 1998 on the campus of the University of Zimbabwe. On that day, I knew that in the program that evening, I would get to see Nelson Mandela up close. And many of you might, well, some of you might not know that a New Yorican is a native Taino Indian from the island. We are white Spaniards, and we are black Africans. And so, con orgullo, with pride, I purchased this robe that morning. And I've got to tell you that the locals couldn't get over my robe. Daryl's commitment to reaching out to the Latino Hispanics is a commitment that he's been living for 15 years. And so I want to give God the glory for the work that very clearly in this 2020 vision is the work that you're going to continue. Amen. Amen? We need to break down the walls of hostility. Yeah. We need to break down the walls of difference. When I was a part of the women, and when the now Senator, Bonnie Watson Coleman, spoke of us, and at first she said African-American women, and then she saw me, she said, and women of color. That was a healing moment for me. Because perhaps your story is similar to mine, in that as a second generation Puerto Rican, when I go to Puerto Rico, they call me gringa. That means white girl. And so I know that, unfortunately, born and raised in the United States, sometimes African Americans don't have that same kinship with those that were born and raised in Africa. And so there is work to be done in order for us to model how it is that we are called to seek the shalom of the city. I will not forget what happened after the funeral, where shots were fired into Galilee Baptist Church. Several ministers of different denominations got together, and we had to acknowledge that part of the problem that our young people were experiencing is that we lack the unity. And so there was a confessional moment there. And the need for us to make a commitment together to seek the shalom of the city. One of the ways in which Shiloh seeks the welfare of the city is the way in which it intentionally gets involved in the politics of the city. You need to know that in some traditions, it's like, oh no, you don't mix church with politics. But when your people are suffering, these folks that were suffering in Jeremiah's reading, you've got to get involved in the politics. But they're not politics as usual. No. When our mayor was inaugurated, he chose to bring together people of different faith traditions to pray him in. That is our call. One of the things that has happened to me as I've been reflecting on these 20 years of ministry is God's revelation to me that even though, and Lolly could tell you, I have a reputation for being louder than most Presbyterians, God revealed to me that I needed to free myself up even more. And so I reread James Forbes' book, The Holy Spirit and Preaching. And I appreciated that in that book, he reminded me that the Hebrew word Messiah was translated to the Greek in the New Testament for the word Christ. And it means anointed. Now, I love this statement, your tagline, some would call it, your mission statement. The church of the open door, where the word of God is preached with the power of the Holy Spirit. I love hearing Reverend Darrell's voice on WIMG 1300 AM. Prepping for this morning service and reading through Jim Forbes, he likes to go by, reminded me that it's not just the preachers that need to be anointed. If we go by the name Christian and Christ means anointed, then we are all called to be anointed. I think that urban ministry is so demanding that we need to be prayed up and anointed to do all that God has called us to do. A song that has been blessing my spirit and strengthening my spirit. When on Christmas Eve, Westminster had to cancel its Christmas Eve service because the roof that had been repaired wasn't so well repaired, and there were so many leaks, we had to cancel worship. This song, "We are blessed in the city, we're blessed in the field, we're blessed when we come and when we go." Okay. When you look at the Beatitudes, folks in the midst of persecution are blessed. It's overwhelming what's happening to our people. High unemployment, the need for us to improve our public schools, again, mass incarceration, all of that is happening, and so we need to have the wisdom that God can give us. And when God gives us wisdom, everything works for good for them that love the Lord. My father, in the early 60s, taught me about what holistic ministry was before that term was coined. My father taught me what micro business loans was before that became an effective way of empowering people of low income. So when I moved to California, his legacy opened up the door for me to become the youth director of a Presbyterian church in Southgate, California. The minister was looking for a youth director. A friend told him my name, Karen Hernandez from New York, and 20 years after my father's death, he said, "Is she Jose Belen Hernandez's daughter?" And they said, "Yes." And he said, "If she's anything like her father, we want her here." Several months after, 2 or 3 months, we were sharing an office because we were a new church development, a Hispanic worshiping community. And he looks up at me, the pastor, and he says, "Oye, ¿tú has pensado en el ministerio de ordenación? Have you thought of ordained ministry?" And right then and there, I said, "No." "And why not?" "Oh my gosh, God has called me into the ministry." That was step one. Step two was in Chicago while I was studying for ordination exams. And I get what was called a church information form describing Westminster Presbyterian Church. And I was all by myself in my friend's apartment. And God revealed to me that I was called to be the pastor of a vintage congregation that knew that it had to change in order for the complexion of its congregation to look more like the community. And because it's God's work, that is what has happened. So when we look at Revelation and when we look at God's dwelling with God's people, we're talking about God dwelling with people of every tribe and nation and languages. Amen? I appreciate the powerful ministry, the liturgical dance ministry. Last year, on more than one occasion, Reverend Daryl and I were on the Capitol steps lifting up the concerns of our city. And the anointed praise dance ministry danced to the song, "There is power in the name of Jesus, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain." God revealed to me through their ministry two things. One is that I'm also supposed to be a liturgical dancer. So some of you know Renee from the Y. So I recruited her, and I also recruited Vicky Guest, and they helped me prepare a liturgical dance for Easter morning to that song, "There is Power in the Name of Jesus." I gotta tell you this, that the song convicted me about needing to pray more. Because no matter what I was already doing, God wanted to take it to the next level. And not just me, but my congregation, right? That God has given me to pastor. To more and more depend on the power of Jesus. This sounds basic, but we pastors, you know, sometimes we're so well-trained in our seminaries and all that, we forget to depend on the Spirit of God. I want to say that when it comes to mass incarceration and how it is affecting so much of our community, when I read the book, Michelle Alexander's The New Jim Crow, I was overwhelmed. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's worse than I could have even imagined. I noticed when the children in our after-school program would come to get set, and they would talk about they had a lockdown at church, at school, and I was troubled that the language, the jargon of the prison system was, you know, everyday language for our kids. I didn't realize it was because so many of them were also experiencing mass incarceration. The fact that the majority of them had a family member incarcerated. That's not acceptable. So I am committed to continue to be like Jeremiah the prophet. Que sacó su pelo de la boca, took the hair out of his mouth. Some of you are learning that because I use it all the time. This Latino-Hispanic idiom means don't swallow your voice. Just like you don't swallow a piece of hair. But more importantly, don't swallow the prophetic voice that God has given you. Sometimes the message is not going to be accepted by the church, by the institutional church. by the leadership in our community. And we need to be ready. Jeremiah reveals to us that there were prophets that were deceiving the people. And those false prophets were saying that things were going to be easier than they actually were. I'm going to tell you that urban ministry is very difficult. It's not for wimps. It's just not. There's too much stuff going on. And as a result, we have to be prayed up. I had a powerful experience last year on the steps of Shiloh on the National Day of Prayer. We need to continue to pray together. So, someone has said that pray as if everything depended on God, but work as if everything depended on you. Amen?
Amen?
One of the things that I like to do is to expose Presbyterians and other mainline churches to the power of anointed music. And so I'm going to end with not the Celine Dion version of the prayer, but the Donnie McClurkin, Yolanda Adams version. I'm going to invite you to meditate on those words because it's a prayer for all of us. Amen? You'll hear it. You could start it now. Amen. You'll hear it in English. Allow me to pray it in my heart's language. Amen. Oraré que tú seas nuestros ojos y que nos miren por donde vayamos y ayúdanos a ser sabios. En tiempos inseguros, deje que esta sea nuestra oración cuando perdemos nuestro camino. Envíanos a un lugar. Guíanos con tu gracia. A un lugar donde seamos seguros. Oraré que encontremos tu luz y mantenerla en nuestros corazones. Cuando las estrellas salgan de noche, recuérdanos donde tú estás. Deje que esta sea nuestra oración. Cuando las sombras llenan nuestro día, envíanos a un lugar. Guíanos con tu gracia. Danos fe para que seamos seguros. Un mundo donde el dolor y el llanto cesarán y que cada corazón quebrantado será remendido y recordaremos
que todos somos tus criaturas, alcanzando a tocarte, alcanzando al cielo. Pedimos que la vida sea amable y míranos desde arriba. Esperamos que cada alma encuentre otra alma para amar. Deje que esta sea nuestra oración. Como que cada criatura necesita encontrar un lugar. Guíanos con tu gracia. Danos fe para que seamos seguros. Necesita encontrar un lugar. Guíanos con tu gracia. Danos fe para que seamos seguros. Para que seamos seguros. Para que seamos seguros. Amén. Amén. Gloria a Dios.
Amen. What an awesome privilege to give you an opportunity to say, Heme aquí, Señor. Here I am, God. This call to discipleship is a call from God to you, and a promise from God that the Holy Spirit will gift you with all that you need, so that what you need will be provided, so that you can do what God has anointed you Christians to do, to create the kingdom, the reign of God here in this city. Please come forward if you wish. Amen. If you feel called.